Okay, UCLA coach Jim Moore has joined us, and the Bruins are on the road at Arizona on Saturday. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Kyle Kensing, Turner.
Good morning, Coach. Among the many great things that your team was able to do last year against Arizona, I think one that really stands out was able to slow down Kadeem Carey. How were you guys successful in containing him, and how do you kind of duplicate that success this year?
Well, I think last year we were fortunate to get a lead, you know, and I think that helped. Some things happened early in the game that were advantageous to us, and so I don't think they were able to necessarily run it as much as they would have liked to. This guy, I don't think you stop him. You know, I mean, he's too good. He's leading the nation in rushing. You know, you can just hope to contain him a little bit, not let him, you know, break the long ones that just, you know, break your will.
And what makes him such a dangerous player?
Well, he runs hard. He's got great vision. He's good after contact. He's elusive. He's powerful. He's a slasher. He can catch it in the open field. He can break the long one. He can get the tough yards up inside. You know, he's got all the attributes you look for in a great running back.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Your next question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Jim, Rich Rodriguez was just on the conference call. I asked him about last year's game and what went wrong, and he said just about everything. And from the perspective of watching it last year, it seemed like you guys just really brought your A game to the thing. What do you remember about last year's game, especially the way you guys got out of the gate so quickly?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we won, but I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of games since then, and we try not to, you know, we look at the game from last year because we're trying to evaluate their scheme, how they tried to attack us, maybe what was successful. But other than that, it's pretty irrelevant to us.
And did you get? Did it seem like Brett kind of rediscovered his rhythm last week? And after watching it on film, do you feel good about where his game is right now after the tough 2 weeks before?
Yeah, I feel good about where Brett is right now.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Your next question comes from Steve Rivera, Fox Sports Arizona.
Okay. Good morning, Coach. I wanted to get a couple quick questions. Your impressions of B.J. Denker as a runner, as a running quarterback?
He's been effective. You know, he's done a nice job. I think he's got a great feel for when to hand it off and when to pull it and go on his own. And I think he's shown toughness.
And this weekend, obviously, is homecoming for Arizona. It's not all the time that they have huge games. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but how would you characterize the game for you guys?
It's a big game for us. You know, it's a game that we want to go out and we want to perform well and give it our best shot. And, you know, every game you play, you want to play to win.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of John Gold, the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing today?
Good, John. How are you?
Good, man. Writing about Anthony Barr and Miles Jack, do you know anything about their relationship on or off the field? Is there a mentor thing, a mentorship thing going on between the two of them?
I don't have any idea.
When Anthony decided to switch to linebacker and how big of a decision that was, did you ever anticipate this kind of a maturity out of Anthony this quickly? Did you see this in the stars for him when he started out at linebacker for you guys?
We knew he'd be a good player, but I don't know that any of us could anticipate that he'd have the type of impact that he's had over the last year and a half. You know, you knew that he was a big, physical, athletic, intelligent, motivated human being. But to you know, be able to say with conviction that this was going to be the type of move that was going to propel him, you know, potentially into the top end of the NFL, first round of the NFL draft, that would have been a pretty extreme statement at the time.
And you know, a lot obviously has been written and said about Miles this year, but kind of likewise, have you been a little surprised by his acclimation to the college game at all?
Yeah, you know, that he's been able to come in and have the impact that he's had, especially because he's playing, you know, off the ball. When you looked at his high school film up at Bellevue, he played a lot of defensive end. But, you know, I've known Miles for a long, long time. I've known him since he was about 12 years old. It surprised me to a certain extent, but I've also kind of watched the kid grow up, and I know what type of young man he is, and his work ethic and his character and his intelligence. And so, yeah, I mean, it always surprises me when a young guy comes in and has that much success, but not terribly surprised because it's Miles.
The last thing I have for you is, has he taken on, I know he's a true freshman, but has he taken on any kind of leadership role with the defense? And do you think your players are looking at him as a leader of that field?
No. Eric Kendricks, Anthony Barr, those are our leaders.
Thanks, sir.
Sure.
Next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Jim, I'm guessing that you probably were pretty pleased with the way your O-line performed against Colorado, the young kids.
Yeah, but they've actually had 2 weeks where they've shown great improvement. You know, the Oregon game was their first time playing together, and they got steadily better as the game went on, and then last week they played even better, and I think they're just going to continue to improve as they get time together.
Obviously, you're without Torian White. Long-term, does that picture figure to change at all? I mean, will you get some of those other guys back?
We won't get Torian back this year. He's out.
Right.
We'll get Simon back, Simon Goins, this week. I'm not sure how much we're going to play him. But Torian, not till next year. You know, it's going to help us down the road, you know, because Torian's just a redshirt sophomore. So, you know, we're still going to be – right now, there's not a senior in the group, period. So the fact that the young guys are going to get to play, you know, it'll all wash itself. It'll all come out in the wash through spring and early next year. But just the experiences that they're gaining is going to help us in terms of depth at that position.
Thank you.
Sure thing, bud.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it. Jim, thanks for your time today, and good luck on
Saturday. Okay. Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
You too. See you.